Well, let's take a look at high school wrestling around the area. Lots of action last night. Here in Atlantic, it was Atlantic winning 2 and losing 1 in wrestling action. Atlantic defeated Red Oak 57-24, and Atlantic downed AHSTW 46-32. Creston Orient Maxburg downed Atlantic Cam 36-30 last night. Also, Creston Orient Maxburg beat Red Oak 48-30. Creston OM over AHSTW 60-24. It was AHSTW topping Red Oak 51-19. For Atlantic, they had 5 wrestlers win all 3 of their matches last night, including Joe Weaver at 106, Steele McLaren at 120, Chase McLaren at 132, Cole Hansen at 138, and John McConkey at 285. Also in wrestling last night at Denison, it was Lewis Central beating Clarinda 64-15. Denison over Clarinda 58-21, and Lewis Central downing Denison 74-6. At Kemper Catholic, Trainer beat Shenandoah 40-39. Trainer over Griswold 54-30. Shenandoah topping Griswold 45-18. Shenandoah beat Kemper Catholic 39-35. Kemper Catholic over Trainer 50-26. And Kemper Catholic downing Griswold 54-18. At TJ last night, it was Missouri Valley beating Logan Magnolia 51-17. Mo Valley beat Thomas Jefferson 45-23. Missouri Valley shut down West Harrison 84-0. Logan Magnolia beat Thomas Jefferson 39-30. Logan Magnolia also over West Harrison 81-0. And TJ defeated West Harrison 64-6 last night. At St. Albert High School, it was Glenwood over Harlan 43-29. Glenwood beating St. Albert 78-6. And Harlan over St. Albert 57-6. At Underwood, Underwood wins a couple of matches, beating Creighton Prep 42-36, and Underwood downed Omaha Westside 53-24 last night. In girls' high school hoops, Red Oak won a sloppy game over Atlantic, 68-38 in Red Oak last night, a game heard here on KJAN. Turnovers, the name of the game early, as each team struggled taking care of the basketball. Atlantic had 19 turnovers in the first half, finishing with 29 overall on the night. Red Oak finished with 24 turnovers on the night. Sierra Athan was one of the few bright spots in the first half, dropping in 22 points to lead Red Oak to a 35-14 halftime lead. Tigers would push that lead out to 33 by the end of the third quarter, as Athan finished with 28 points to lead all scorers on the night. Atlantic was led by 11 points from Bailey Newell, as Atlantic falls to 1-3. They'll return home to host Creston on Friday night. That'll be part of a boy-girl varsity doubleheader we'll have for you here on KJAN. Girls game getting underway at 6 will be on the air 5:50. With that one. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Creston over Shenandoah 72-35, Lewis Central beat Glenwood 66-36, Denison over Carroll 55-40. In girls' Western Iowa Conference play, Brittany Beebe had 19 points to lead Griswold 45-31 over Riverside. AHSTW beat Tri-Center 58-41. Missouri Valley got a 19-point performance from Natalie Haynes in a 46-21 win over Audubon. It was Trainer beating Underwood 67-42 and Logan Magnolia over IKM Manning 58-48. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK defeating Glidden-Ralston 60-31. Bowyer Valley got 16 points from Anna Puck in a 55-47 win over Cam. Madison Gettler's 12 points led the Cougars. West Harrison beat Woodbine 45-38. Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard 41-36. In the Corner Conference, it was Fremont Mills over East Mills 28-22. Stanton beat Heartland Christian 44-28. Sydney over South Page 82-24. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Southwest Valley 67-38 over Lennox. Morgan Shuey had 30 for the Wolverines. Also, or for the Wolves last night, it was Nottoway Valley beating East Union 44-25 with Alyssa Davis scoring 16 points for Nottoway Valley. Mount Air beat Bedford 52-21. Also last night in boys basketball in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Creston over Shenandoah 39-36. Harlan beat Blair, Nebraska 72-70. Glenwood over Lewis Central 70-50. And Carroll beat Denison 73-59. In the Western Iowa Conference, Damian Fouch had 24 points to lead Riverside over Griswold 49-46. Morgan Mundorf had 23 for the Tigers. Audubon got 18 points from Tate Colleen in a 50-39 win over Missouri Valley. Tri-Center beat AHSTW 61-43. Trainer over Underwood 64-38. IKM Manning topping Logan Magnolia 57-51. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston over Exira EHK 58-55. Bowyer Valley beat Cam 80-56. Woodbine over West Harrison 73-39. Arweva beat Coon Rapids Bayard 63-51. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat East Mills 47-51. 57-37. Stanton over Heartland Christian, 96-43. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley got a 22.12 rebound performance out of Trenton Drake and a 74-34 win over Lenox. Nottoway Valley beat East Union, 65-34. Bedford over Mount Air, 53-41 in boys' hoops last night. In top 25 college hoops men's action last night, top-rated Duke beat St. Francis, 124-67. Third-rated Michigan State over Rutgers, 62-52. Number 4 Villanova beat 12th-ranked Gonzaga, 88-72. Sixth-rated Wichita State over South Dakota State, 95-85. Arizona beat number 7 Texas A&M, 67-64. Ball State upends number 9 Notre Dame, 80-77. 10th-rated Miami over Boston University, 69-54. Nebraska topping number 14 Minnesota, 78-68. 18th-ranked West Virginia beat 15th-rated Virginia, 68-61. Number 20 TCU over SMU, 94-83. Texas Tech beat number 22 Nevada, 82-76 in overtime. Also in men's hoops, Marcus Foster had 23 points. Martin Crample had 15 to go with a career-high 14 rebounds as Creighton routed North Dakota 111-68 last night. Kyrie Thomas and Toby Henger had 15 points each, and Tyshawn Alexander had 11 for Creighton, who scored at least 100 points for the fourth time this season as they moved to 6-2 on the year. In women's college hoops, Drake rolled to a 102-25 win against Iowa Wesleyan last night, scoring 37 points in the first period and then cruising the rest of the way. Hannah Fuller and Becca Hittner at 18 points each for Drake. Well, the home team has won 10 straight in women's basketball series between Iowa and Iowa State, and the Hawkeyes hope to change that tonight when the teams collide in Ames. The Hawks have not won in Hilton Coliseum since 1989.
Obviously a tough challenge, a place that we haven't had very much success in a long, long time. And obviously our team wants to change that around.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter at 8-1. The Hawkeyes are off to an impressive start, and Bluter admits the Hawkeyes are confident right now. Iowa State is 3-4 as they drop in-state games on the road at Northern Iowa and Drake.
This is the first time where one team is considerably better than the other team going into the game. We are a decided underdog, no matter how you look at it, and that's part of it. That's part of college sports, part of what this game can be about.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly, game tonight in Ames. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz and Boston College coach Steve Adazio took part in a joint news conference at Yankee Stadium in New York City leading up to the December 27th New Era Pinstripe Bowl. The original Yankee Stadium hosted its first college football game in 1923.
We knew last week this was a possibility of us coming here. So we had reached out, our logistics people reached out to a couple of different schools that have participated from our conference, and they couldn't say enough about the experience that they had here. So the Yankee organization supported this whole thing, New Era. It's going to be a great experience. And then beyond that, to have an opportunity to come to New York, I think is really going to be special for our players.
Hawkeyes are 7-5 and play a Boston College team that's won 5 of 6.
And to have an opportunity to play a team like Boston College, who's got such a great tradition, and Steve and his staff have done a tremendous job with their football team. They finished on such a strong positive note, so we know we've got a great challenge on our hands on that front.
Boston College played in the 2014 Pinstripe Bowl, losing to Penn State 31-30. Coach Adazio says it'll match two teams with similar styles.
I just have this vision in my mind, you know. Like I could see on the 27th, you'll see your breath coming out, and these two teams will clash on that field. And what I think college football brings out the best in it. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-fought contest, and it's great for Northeast football. And this is a great stage to me for that.
And we'll have that game for you here on the radio on December 27th. Iowa State seniors are thrilled with the opportunity to finish their career in a bowl game. The Cyclones play Memphis in the December 30th Liberty Bowl after a 7-5 regular season.
It feels weird to be practicing right now, honestly. Never done it. So, you know, I had to get used to that situation. And, it's good to, you know, like I said, for the younger guys and things like that. And for us to kind of, those guys that have played a lot of reps, to kind of rest your body for a little bit. We're out there moving around, but not doing too much, so it's good for us, and it's awesome to, you know, be able to put the pads on again for one more guaranteed game.
That's linebacker Joel Lanning, who says Memphis will provide a challenge. Senior receiver Alan Lazard was at the last Liberty Bowl appearance in 2012. His brother was on that Iowa State team.
It feels really great, and I'm ready to to get in the film room and kind of learn a little bit more about Memphis. I know they got a very great team this year. I know they have a really good quarterback, and they're pretty stout on defense, so I'm excited for the challenge.
And again, that game on December 30th. A couple of baseball notes. Right-hander Willie Peralta and the Kansas City Royals agree to a one-year contract worth just over $1.5 million, a deal that includes a club option for 2019, while right-hander Miles Mikolas is returning from Japan, agreeing to a $15.5 million two-year contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.